in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Christ died on the cross, was buried, and rose again for the forgiveness of sin. All you have to do is believe it. That's all you have to do. I don't know how many people I used to talk to. I don't do it too much anymore. But I talked to so many people that didn't understand that, didn't know they were sinners, didn't even know it until I explained it to them. Unbelievable. You're lucky you're in a church now that has a good pastor. He tells the truth. He tells it just like the Bible says. That's what you're supposed to do. Verse 4, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. I sometimes wonder, the Bible says that once I put my faith and trust in Christ, the Holy Spirit dwells in me. I sometimes wonder how that happens, because I don't feel it. I don't feel the Holy Spirit. I don't even know that He's there, but the Bible says He's there as soon as I believe that Christ died on the cross for me. The Holy Spirit is in you. I know I don't shine like a light bulb, and I know I don't, if you follow me around, you see that I do a lot of things that are not really in the Spirit. But the Bible says that the Spirit is there. On down, if you will. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. You know how many times the word Spirit is used in this Romans chapter 8? I wrote it down. I'm going to tell you. The Spirit of life in verse 5, or verse 2 rather. God the Father and His Son, verse 3. Verse 4, the Spirit. Verse 5, the Spirit is used twice. Verse 7, God is used twice. Verse 8, God the Father is used once. In verse 9, the Spirit is used twice. The Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ. In verse 10, Christ the Spirit is used. In verse 11, the Spirit, Jesus Christ, the Spirit. Verse 13, the Spirit. Verse 14, the Spirit of God and the Son of God. Verse 15, the Spirit. Verse 16, the Spirit of God. Verse 17, God and Christ. And verse 19, sons of God. And we're going to go, that's where we're going to go. Did you know that not one creature that God created dies and goes to hell? I was out in the lawn here this spring, and I noticed this real small little bug crawling in the grass. It was so small I could hardly see it. And then I thought about something. That little bug will be in heaven someday. You say, that's not possible. Oh, yes, it is. Not one of God's created things is going to cease to exist. They may die while they're on this earth, but someday they will all be in heaven in eternity with Jesus Christ the Lord. The only thing that dies and goes to hell is humanity. The bug that you see, the ants crawling around on it, when they die, when they leave this earth, they wind up in heaven. And I'm going to prove it. Romans chapter 8. And let's go, if you will, let's go to verse 11, I guess. We'll start there. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, I hope He does, by the way, that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. When you believe Christ died on the cross for your sins, the Holy Spirit, His Spirit, dwells in you. I know you don't look like it, you don't act like it, but you don't feel anybody does. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. But if we live after the Spirit, you shall die. But through the Spirit, if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But through the Spirit, do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Going down, I'm going to skip some verses. I'm going to go to verse 19. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the Son of God. If you look the word creature up in a concordance, you'll find out that it means every living thing. Every living thing. I've had a couple of dogs over the years. They died. They don't live that long. Do you know where they're at today?
Heaven.
They're in heaven. They are eternal. You say, well, not a dog, it's just an animal. No, one of God's creation. It's not just an animal. The only difference is you're human. You have a body, a soul, and a spirit. And you are the only creature that will go to hell if you don't believe in Jesus Christ. Your dog won't, your cat won't, your hummingbird, whatever kind of a creature you have, will not go to hell because they're not destined for that. They don't sin. Now, you say, well, I had a dog that sinned. Well, so what? You know, you had a dog that lived like a dog. So what? They don't go to hell. Only people go to hell. And if you don't believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for you, guess where you're going to go? To hell. If you don't believe Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, you're going to go to hell when you die. I know some people that are on their way to hell. I've told them how to go to heaven, but they reject it. Let's go on down, if you will. I'm going to read that verse again. I'm going to read verse 19. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. Think about that. Think about that. What does that mean, the manifestation of the sons of God? You know how many people look at you and don't see a Christian? A lot. You know why? Because most of us don't act like Christians. We act like the average sinner out on the street. That's how most of us act. So most people look at us and they don't know what a Christian looks like. But this verse says, for the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. Someday you will be seen as the Son of God when God takes you into heaven. The creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. You know what that is? That is the rapture of the church to begin with. The rapture of the church. And then after that, there will be 7 years of tribulation on this earth. And then after that, there will be 1,000 years of perfect peace and harmony with the Lord Jesus Christ. The manifestation of the sons of God. You won't see it today. You drive through town, you go to your average city, you go to a restaurant, you go wherever you go, you will not see the manifestation of the sons of God. The only time you'll see that is if you go to a good church where the Bible is taught. That's why I said grab a Bible. Get a Bible. We got Bibles in here. Back to the Bible, if you will. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but for reason of, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope. The creature was made subject to this crazy world because of humans, people. Only people are destined for either heaven or hell. The creature is destined for hell, for heaven, because they don't sin. When you look at the, if you swat a fly, I don't like flies, but if you swat them and kill them, they go to heaven. They're part of God's creation, part of his, the Bible says so. Back to the Bible, if you will. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. The creature that you look at, there's a you may have seen a dog running on the street loose. That creature is going to go to heaven. It says so right here. Right here. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit. Even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. Someday you're going to die. I know you're not looking forward to it. I'm not. And when you die, you will either go to heaven or hell. It's that simple. If you're a Christian, then read Romans chapter 8. That is your guarantee of eternal life. There are also other places, and I could go there in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and various places. But Romans chapter 8 is one of my favorite chapters in the Bible because it tells me that I have eternal life with Jesus Christ the Lord someday. It tells me that the dog I used to have when I was 6 years old, little Brownie, it tells me that I will see him someday. He was the sweetest little guy in the world, little Brownie. I remember when we came to West Virginia, my mom and dad threw us kids in the car, and my brother and I were looking out the back window, and little Brownie was running after the car. I heard later that he died out on the road waiting for us to come back to him. Isn't that sad? That is sad. I never forgot about it. For quite frankly, I never forgave my mother for letting that happen. It shouldn't have happened. Should not have happened, that little dog. When my brother and I were children in West Virginia, that's where I grew up. I'm a hillbilly. And that little Brownie followed us everywhere. And if there was a snake anywhere, he'd find it and kill it. And he wouldn't let us anywhere near it. Oftentimes we didn't see the snake, but he knew it was there. I know one time my grandmother was trying to get into the garden, and Brownie wouldn't let her in. And she said, "Brownie, I got a hold of the garden." Finally, a black snake came crawling out of the garden. And she said, "Oh, now I know. Little Brownie, someday I'll see that little dog again." I guess he was laying out by the road waiting for us to come home, and that's where he died. Somebody hit him with a car. Little Brownie. I don't want to talk about that anymore. And not only that, I'm going to read that verse again. Not only that, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. I could read on down, but I'm sure you know how to read, but I'm going to finish up here with a couple of verses. If I can find them here. Oh yeah, verse 30. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, whom he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. You know who that is? That's you, if you believe Christ died on the cross for your sins. That's you. You are predestinated. That means chosen beforehand. That's how I'm going to describe it. I have it written down here. I doubt if I can read it, but it's to confirm or ratify previously. You know, long before you were born, God knew who you were. He knows you today. But long before you were born, he knew who you were. He knew you were going to be born. He knew your parents long before they were born. He knew me long before I was hatched. I ain't much, never have been, but he knew me. He knew that I would trust Christ as my Savior long before I ever heard of it. Let's read on down, if you will. Predestinated, chose beforehand. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Do you know how God can be for you? There's only one way. He can't be for you if you don't believe in Jesus Christ. Oh, he could be, but he isn't. Once you believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for you, you are guaranteed eternal life. No one can take it. The preacher can't take it. Your parents can't take it. Your brothers and sisters can't take it, but they'd like to. I've got a son that would like to take mine, but he can't do that. Only Christ. I believe that Christ died on the cross for me, and that guarantees me eternal life. We could probably go through the Bible today, but I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to take the time to do that. I always figured when I'm done, I'm going to quit. When I said what I'm going to say, then I'll quit. That's what I'm going to do. On down, if you will. Verse 32, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Do you realize that Jesus Christ walked in the garden with Adam and Eve? That wasn't with anybody, that was Christ. He was also with Abraham. When the three men came to Abraham to tell him they were going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, two others went forward to Sodom, but God himself stayed back and talked to Abraham. Throughout the Bible, Jesus Christ is apparent. Finally, Jesus Christ went and became an infant inside the womb of Mary. Imagine that. Do you think you could do that?
No.
I don't think so. Became an infant inside of Mary. Jesus Christ did that. And then he was born in a worthless manger. They wouldn't even let him in the inn. He was born in a pile of hay in a manger. Jesus Christ did that for you and I. Did that for all humanity. And then after he was born, he lived a life and was nailed to a cross at the age of 33 years old and died on the cross for our sins. He did that for you and I. I wonder how many of us really deserve it. You really deserve that? I don't. I don't think I'm going to. I might read one more verse here and then I'm going to close. But there's no sense on going any farther. I could read the whole chapter. For what reason? You can read yourself. I'm going to read one more verse. Verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who? Nobody. Nobody can. Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness, or peril, or sword, nothing can separate you from the love of Christ. He died for you. He shed his blood on the cross for you. He rose again for you. And he sits at the right hand of God the Father right now for you. What a blessing, huh? Can't beat it. I'm going to close with that because I'm not going to take any more of your time, but I'm just going to ask you a simple question. Show you something that we often do. Let this represent my sin. If this is my sin, this is me, I have to go to hell and pay for it. I don't have any other choice. However, the Bible says Christ died on the cross for you. When you believe he did that for you, he takes your sin and marks it paid. So if you're here today, I don't know if you've trusted Christ as your Savior. I don't know if you have or not. But if you haven't, why don't you do it today? All you have to do is believe he died on the cross for your sins. That's all.